Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in again to the Tamara Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. I can see that you all are enjoying these episodes by the downloads. And once again, I appreciate you listening in. My purpose is to always not just give information, but to talk about things that are piercing to your heart, that are piercing to your soul. These are all what I'm talking about. You know, these are not things that we haven't heard before, but I feel it's necessary to talk about them, to infuse my story and my experience as we talk about these different topics surrounding our vision, surrounding our power to create. So that is what I am, one of the things I am passionate about. So I appreciate you listening in. And like always, you know, I always say this, but I really mean this. If you have, or if I've talked about something that you want me to perhaps elaborate on, send me an email. My email is info@tamuinc.com. If you have a question, or even if you have an idea for an episode topic that is in alignment with what this podcast is about, shoot that in an email to me as well. So what I want to talk about in this episode is a little bit about purpose. All right. So first, I'm going to just tell a brief story. Then I'm going to talk about several points that are tied into the story along with purpose. And then at the end, bring everything together. Okay. Connect. We're going to connect the dots. So the first thing I want to say is, before I get into the story, is that when it comes to purpose, all right, somehow we have told ourselves that our purpose is not tied into what we desire. We back away from our desire because, you know, we think, or we tell ourselves, oh no, you know, my purpose could never be that, or my purpose could never be tied into something I love to do. Or, you know, we tell ourselves, you know, we back away from our desire because we think, or we can't see how our desire can have a positive impact on other people or have a positive impact on the world. Somewhere along the line, we have told ourselves that. So let me give you an example with the story that I want to bring to you. So I knew early on that one of the ways that I was going to spend my time was designing clothes. I've always known that, and which I still do. I still view it this way. I've always viewed apparel as a way, probably the most unique way, for people to express their individuality, their essence, their freedom in the particular way that they dressed. Even if it was somebody dressed in a black t-shirt and some khakis, to me, it was just always fascinating, and still is, to wonder, you know, why a person chooses black pants versus blue pants, or why someone chooses a red dress versus a purple dress. And yes, I really get into the psychology of clothing in that way. That's just my thing. Okay. But anyway, so I had these huge visions for an apparel brand, and I would see myself on the cover of magazines and models walking down runway in the clothes that I created. I would cut out pictures from fashion magazines and replace them with my own sketches, okay? having that vision plastered in my mind, it made me excited about my life. So, you know, I growing up and becoming an adult, you know, I started hearing this word, like all of us, I started hearing this word purpose, you know, this thing called purpose. And every time I heard it, it was always just so serious and you gotta find your purpose. And it was intense. And purpose was about serving other people and having a big impact on the world and changing the world and bringing world peace. Well, somehow, you know, I convinced myself that, you know, my desire to design clothes could never be my purpose. Like the idea of creating beautiful things is never, you know, that could never be someone's purpose. What was I thinking? And my desire to create was not even big enough to impact the world. I mean, how, after all, how could I really help somebody by being a fashion designer? And those are the, I'm going to say, self-limiting beliefs. I could call them something else, but I'm just, for the sake of this episode, I'm going to call them self-limiting beliefs. That is what I convinced myself, really convinced myself. So, you know, I put my desires of to be a fashion designer, to have an apparel label, I pushed it away, pushed it to the side. So there's a few points that I want to make here. Okay. When it comes to purpose, number one, we dismiss things that we love to do. So if you think about it, if you were to ask anyone this question, and I think I brought this up before in another episode, if you were to ask the person next to you or just any random person, you know, if you said, hey, you know, do you want to have a positive impact on the world? I believe most people would say, yes, 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 I do want to have a positive impact on the world. Well, if you are, or if we are spending our days doing things that we don't like or even hate, how do you think that's going to affect people around you? We don't even have to talk about the world. How do you think that's going to affect people around you? It's going to have an impact. So you're going to have an impact, a positive one, no. How can you have a positive impact on anybody if you are unhappy? If you are forcing yourself to do things that do not bring you joy, if you are dismissing what you love, that is, imagine how unfulfilling that is. And I've experienced that. It is extremely unfulfilling. It is draining. So you cannot have a positive impact on the world if you are unhappy. All right. When you are doing what you love, there is a certain essence. You emit a certain essence that people want to be around. I don't know if you know this, but people are still attracted to happy. I don't care what's going on in the world right now. I do not care. People are still attracted to happy. When you bring that vibe, there's purpose in that. There's purpose in that. All right. Another point that I want to make is we dismiss, when it comes to purpose, we dismiss those aspects that come easy to us. For example, I'll go back to my personal story. Creating designs, coming up with designs, that was always easy, still is easy for me to come up with a sketch. Sometimes I can't sketch fast enough to keep up with the ideas that are coming to me. And like I said, it's still that way. Some reason we think our purpose has to come from, you know, something that's hard and difficult and involves struggle. That is enough. That is a big fat no. That is a huge misconception. And I think that comes from the way that purpose is portrayed. It's portrayed as being so intense. You can live in purpose and have fun. The two go together. It's not, oh, you have to be walking in purpose or be happier and have fun. You can have both. That's like saying that you either have to be rich or you have to have fulfilling relationships. No, the two go together. You can be rich and swimming in money, and your relationships also be rich as well. All right. Another aspect that I want to bring up about purpose is we think of purpose as a destination. I really want us to change our vocabulary around purpose. So a lot of, you know, a lot of times we hear and we see it today. Questions, you know, people, especially coaches, this is nothing against coaches, but you see people saying, you know, do you want to find your purpose, or how do you find your purpose, or ways to find your purpose? First of all, you are never finding your purpose. Finding purpose assumes that your purpose is lost. Your purpose is never lost. Purpose is not something that you arrive to. It is not a destination. Your purpose is in the now, in the present. Your purpose is in who you are being right now, which means your purpose is constantly evolving. Sometimes I think when we see the phrase finding purpose, it puts us in a mind frame to think, oh, well, I just have one purpose. No. We are infinite human beings. How? It's not even possible for us to have one purpose. Are you kidding me? No. Your purposes, they are evolving just as you are evolving, which is why I go back to the visions that we have. We have them for a reason. So those desires that you envision, they are tied to who you are being. They are tied to your essence, how you show up in your life, how you show up in what arena, whatever arena that you work in, whatever your career is. And those visions are connected to your purpose now, because it's about who you are being right now. When you embrace the audacity of your visions, you are showing people what is possible in that right there. There's more purpose in that than we could ever find the words for. All right. So I hope that brought things together for you. excuse me, which brings me to this. So my program that I have, it's my program that's called Unleashed, right? It begins March 31st. These will be live sessions where we dive into how you can embrace the audacity of your visions. You accept the power of your voice to create the life you want and transcend to new levels of possibility, all right? If you are ready to do that, I need for you to sign up for a complimentary call for more information. To schedule a call with me, go to iconicbytamu/unleashed. I love that name. I will put the link in the show notes. All right. So I know that this was another, you know, episode outside of normal programming, which I release new episodes every Tuesday. Don't worry, there will still be a new episode dropping tomorrow. So don't forget, tune in tomorrow again for another episode of the Tamara Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. Share this podcast with everyone you know who could benefit from these episodes. And until next time, cheers to you. Be in purpose. Live in and on purpose. Cheers until next time.